就住在楼上。
So I've seen your coming and your going from here.
那我经常会看到大家在这边来来去去。
I've met with your leadership.
那我也已经跟你们的 leader 有见面。
And I've seen you praying and I've heard you worshiping.
那我也常常听到你们祷告或者一起来敬拜神。
And so now this morning it's a good opportunity for me to get to know you more.
所以今天早上将会是个很好的机会，我们大家可以彼此多认识。
As we explore the Word of God together.
当然，那我们也一起来探索神的话语。
And I speak French and a little bit of Swahili.
那我可以讲法语，也会讲一点 Hindi 的语言。
Swahili from Africa.
Oh. 一种非洲的语言。
But I'm sorry that I can't, that I have to use a translator this morning.
不好意思，我今天早上必须得有人帮我翻译。
Even though I know she will do a fine job.
Thank you.
Good. All right. This morning I want to speak a message of encouragement to you.
那今天早上我想要讲一篇信息来鼓励大家。
As we begin the Chinese New Year.
那当然我们刚过完中国的新年。
I want to talk about a time when the people of God were discouraged.
那我想要谈论一下就在有一段时间我们没有被神鼓励的时候。
When their discouragement was so deep that they were disappointed with God.
那就是在那个时候呢，大家都非常非常对神失望，因为他们没有从神那里得到鼓励。
And perhaps some of us this morning will be in the same situation.
那或许今天早上我们当中在座的一些人可能也会有同样的经历。
We have been disappointed with God.
那我们常常会对神感到失望。
I hope that as we leave here, we will all have a renewed faith and confidence.
那我希望，那我们都可以对神的信心可以更新。
In our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
当然，透过主耶稣的救恩。
After 70 years of captivity in Babylon,
在以色列被巴比伦掳后的十七年。
According to God's will,
根据神的意思。
The Persian king allowed a small group to go back to Israel.
那波斯王就允许有一小部分的以色列的人可以回归到耶路撒冷。
And not only did King Cyrus allow them to go,
那不仅仅是居鲁士王允许他们回到耶路撒冷。
He gave them all of the travel documents that they would need.
那他也给了他们所有的证书，就是他们需要回到耶路撒冷所需要的证书。
They had all the passports, all the visas.
他们有所有的护照，还有签证。
All the work permits.
那所有可以工作的签证。
Who here has crossed a border and needed papers?
Me. 谁需要在过关的时候需要出示签证？
Yeah. It's good to have your papers in order.
那我们都需要把所有的文件都放好。
Not only did he give them all the papers they needed, but he gave them the architectural plans for the new building.
那这个王不仅给了他们所需要的所有的文件，也给了他们所需要建圣城的材料。
And the new building that he wanted them to build wasn't somebody's house or a store.
那他想让他们所建的新殿并不是说仅仅是某个人的房子或者一个商店而已。
He wanted them to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
他想让他们建立一个神的殿。
He says, the Lord God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth.
他说神已经把所有的王国都给了我。
This is what the king says, and he says, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him in Jerusalem.
那王他已经来高我来为在耶路撒冷为他重建圣殿。
And remember, they have been in captivity for 70 years.
那请记住，他们已经被掳七十年了。
That's three generations of people who were praying.
那其实在这七十年已经有三代的人在一直为这件事来祷告。
When they worshipped and when they gathered together, they would pray for God to send them back to Jerusalem.
当他们一起敬拜的时候，他们也都一直迫切的祷告神可以送他们回到耶路撒冷。
I think many of us have waited a long time for God's promises to be answered.
那我也知道我们中的有很多人一定在也 迫切地等待着神可以应允我们的祷告。
And some of us are still hoping and praying.
那我们中的有一些人还在持续的祷告中。
We are waiting.
我们也在等待中。
This people of God waited for three generations.
那这些人他们整整等了三代。
And can you imagine the joy?
那你可以想象那个喜乐吗？
When God answered their prayers.
当神应允他们祷告的时候的喜乐。
What they had been praying for, what they had been fasting for, had finally come to pass.
他们一直在祷告的事情，他们一直在禁食祷告的事情，现在终于实现了。
They were going back to build a temple to the glory of God.
他们将会回去，然后来重建神的殿。
They were living a dream.
他们在怀揣着梦想。
And so, the passage, can we have Ezra 3:11 on the screen?
那我们可以翻到以斯拉记第三章。
Yeah.
Chapter 3.
Actually, we can start at 10. Yeah.
Okay, 从第十节开始。
Okay, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise the Lord after the ordinance of King David. And so they are ready to have a party.
那现在他们已经预备好可以有个派对了。
They were there and they put the foundation stones in the ground for the temple.
那他们已经开始建造圣殿的基石。
The trumpets were, they had the sound system set up.
那当然他们也开始建立各种的音乐的系统在那里。
The singers were there.
那些敬拜歌唱的人也都在那里。
The trumpets and the cymbals were there.
那些鼓啊鸣啊也都开始响起。
And they were going to praise the Lord.
那他们开始来敬拜神。
Next verse.
下一个。第十一节。
And they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good and his mercy endures forever.And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the Lord was laid. So this is good. Next verse.
所以这是非常好，下个章节。
But here we come upon this strange verse.
但是呢，我们却看到很多人在哭嚎。
But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid,They wept with a loud voice.
对，那所有的立位人、族长，就是那些见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见这殿的根基，便大声的哭嚎，也有许多人大声的欢呼。
The old ones wept.
那个所有的老年人都在哭泣。
And the young ones shouted for joy.
那些新的一代的人就在欢呼。
Why is this?
为什么会这样呢？
Well, the text tells us it's because the old ones saw the first temple.
那是因为呢，这些新生代的人是第一次看到这样的圣殿，所以他们欢呼。
The first temple was the temple of Solomon.
那第一个圣殿就是所罗门所建的圣殿。
And we all remember from Sunday school and from church about the great temple of Solomon.
当然，那我们可能在平时的主日学或者教会的其他的讲章呢，都听过关于所罗门圣殿的故事。
The cedars, the trees from Lebanon.
当然就是从黎巴嫩所运来的香柏树。
And the gold that came and the silver.
还有所运来的金子、银子等等。
And the beautiful stonework.
当然还有这些非常厉害的工匠们。
All built to the glory of God.
他们都在一起来为神的荣耀来建圣殿。
And that wasn't the most of it. The best part was the glory of God was there.
但最棒的部分呢，就是说神的荣耀充满了这个圣殿。
God's Shekinah glory.
神的荣耀在里面。
This was the time of David, of Solomon, when the kingdom was great.
那也是在那个时候大卫王和所罗门王最繁盛的时刻。
When the people around feared them.
在周围的国家的人都非常的惧怕这个王国。
And the blessings of God were being poured out on them.
那神的祝福也大大的浇灌在这个王国的上面。
So why were the old ones crying?
那为什么这些老年人会哭泣呢？
Because when they came back to build this new temple,
因为当他们回来来建造这个新的圣殿的时候，
they had in their minds the temple of Solomon.
那他们的脑中想象的是以前所罗门圣殿的雄伟的景象。
And any of you who have seen the foundations of a building, when you see the foundations, you know something of the building.
你们中有谁见过就是一个建筑的基石吗？当你看到的时候，你会发现它非常的雄伟。
By looking at the foundations, you can see first of all how large the building is going to be.
当你看到地基的时候，你就知道这个建筑将会有多大。
And by looking at the width of the foundations and the depth, you know how tall it's going to be.
当你看到那个地基有多深的时候，那你就可以想象这个 building 将会有多高。
And so these old men and old women, when they saw these new foundations,
所以当这些老人们他们看到这个新的地基的时候，
they knew this was not going to be the Temple of Solomon.
那他们明白说，这个新建的圣殿将不会像所罗门的圣殿那样的宏伟。
They had come back to relive the glory of former times.
那他们是要回来来敬拜神，来彰显神的荣耀的。
And now, before the small foundations of the second temple, their dreams were shattered.
可是现在面对这么小的地基，他们的梦想似乎破灭了。
In this story, God teaches us how to rebuild His temple.
那通过这个故事呢，神告诉我们如何再重建他的圣殿。
Today, it's not a building of stone and bricks and concrete that God wants to build.
那今天我们并不是要建一个就是非常具体的、非常用石头堆砌起来的圣殿。
But the Church of Jesus Christ.
但今天的圣殿就是耶稣的教会。
Some of you have had.So many setbacks in your lives, the discouragement is your constant companion.
那我们都知道，当我们回望过去的时候，其实我们生命中那些不好的经历，反而是我们生命中最值得怀念的一部分。
Others of you are just still waiting for the big break.
当然，你们这当然在座的也有一些人，可能也还在等待那个一个比较大的契机。
Still others of you are recovering from being burnt out.
那可能你们中的人正在慢慢的从非常劳累中在恢复。
Or even today you're feeling constantly overwhelmed.
或者就在此时此刻你可能觉得压力非常的大。
In our text today, I want to explore three obstacles to building God's temple.
那在今天呢，我将会来讲三方面，就是在重建神的圣殿时会遇到的一些困境。
Unbelieving believers.
第一个就是不相信的人。
Despising the day of small things.
第二是就是忽视了生命中小事情发生的那些日子。
And replacing the work of God's Spirit with human work.
那第三个就是说我们是用人的力气在做神的工。
The first obstacle
那第一个困境是
is unbelieving believers.
第一个就是没有信心的人，不相信神的人。
Do you remember when Jesus was in Nazareth, in his hometown?
那你还记得就是当耶稣在拿撒勒的时候吗？就是他的家乡。
And how in Mark chapter 6
那就是在马可福音第六章
verses 5 and 6
第五节到第六节。
Would you read that?
Sure. 耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们。他也诧异他们不信，就往周围乡村教训人去了。
And you have some visitors arriving late. They're arriving late. It's my fault, not theirs.
那我们有几个客人到。玩到了，那是因为我的错。
I gave them the wrong time that we were starting this morning.
因为我告诉他们我们开始的时间，告诉错了。
So it's my wife Karen, my daughter Naomi, and my son Andrew.
所以这是我的妻子，我的女儿，我的。
this passage again is a strange one in Mark.
那这段经文在马可福音中也是非常奇特的。
Because we ask ourselves, how is it that the Son of God?
那我们可能会问，神的儿子怎么会
can be hindered from doing a miracle?
怎么会没有办法施行奇能呢？
And the text says because the faith of the people was so small.
那是因为这里的人他们的信心非常的小。
You know, the connection between our faith and God's miracles is not a straight line.
那你知道就是说神的大能跟我们的信心中间并不是很直接的一个关系。
If we read in the New Testament, it's even a little bit of a mystery.
那我们如果在读新约的时候就会发现其实中间有很多很奇妙的因素存在。
Because we see people who had different kinds of faith.
那我们会看到很多人都有不同程度的信心。
Some people who were ill came to Jesus and believed that he could heal them and they were healed.
那有些人他们就会向耶稣哭喊因为他们觉得耶稣一定会救他们那他们当然也就被救了。
Other times it was a parent or an employer.Who came to Jesus?
那也有一些当父母的，或者说一些长官来求耶稣。
Asking for somebody else to be healed.
然后他们让耶稣去救另外的人。
And God did it.
当然神也救了。
Still other times, we really don't know who had faith.
当然有很多时候我们甚至不清楚谁有信心。
Only that by the sovereign will of God, the miracle happened.
那只有透过耶稣神的大能才会被实施出来。
So I don't want to suggest this morning that that we can make God do things by believing in Him.
当然，我今天早上并不是说我们透过相信神就让神为我们做很多事情。
God is sovereign. He is almighty.
那神主权是在神的手中，因为他是万能的神。
And by His choice, He does miracles.
那他是有自己的选择来施行奇能。
But we do know that faith is important.
但是我们知道信心也是非常重要的。
And when we don't believe in God's promises, it has an impact on our lives.
当我们不相信神的应许的时候，那这也会影响到我们的生活。
One of the things that I was able to do in the fall after moving to Vancouver.
那其中有件事，就去年九月我移到温哥华的时候。
Was unpacking many boxes.
那我就在就是说在打包很多行李。
There were boxes from Africa, from Nairobi.
那也有很多箱子 ，sorry， 我是在拆开箱子。那有些箱子是来自非洲。
Because we've been serving overseas as missionaries for 17 years.
哦，因为呢，那我已经做海外宣教士做了17年。
And we'd collected some things along the way.
那我们就是沿途都会收集很多东西。
But there are also boxes from that we left in Canada before we went overseas.
当然，在我们离开加拿大之前，我们去非洲那也有一些箱子是在这段时间收集的东西。
And so can you imagine packing away some things that you thought that you would need?
那你可以想象说你在打包一些你觉得你会用到的东西吗
？After you're newly married，
当你刚刚结婚的时候
，What would you keep？
你会保留哪些东西呢
？What would you put in a box to be stored in a barn？
你会在你的箱子里放什么东西呢
？Well， after we cleared off the dust from these boxes，
当然当我们把那些箱子上的灰尘去掉之后
，We had a few surprises。
那我们有一些惊奇。
We have some wedding gifts.
那我们发现了一些婚礼的礼品。
That have barely been used.
基本上没有用过的。
Even though we've been married for 23 years.
虽然我们已经结婚23年了。
And we did quite well. Most of the things are still useful.
当然呢，我们也做得很好，因为有些东西还是可以用的。
But I came across a box of pieces of plastic.
那我又打开了一包就是塑料的东西。
And inside these little plastic boxes, it was like there was some tape.
那在这个塑料袋里边有一些小纸贴。
Yeah.
有一些磁带。
And And I remembered that we used to play music on these.
那我知识到我之前会经常用这个来录一些音乐。
They were called cassette tapes.
他们被称为那种古老那种大的磁带。
I don't even have anything to play them on anymore.
当然我现在就根本不会放他们了。
And so for those of you who are less than 30 years old, this is a cassette tape.
那如果对于你们中是30岁以下的，我就郑重介绍说这个就是磁带。
It's like an iPod, but there's moving parts.
它看起来像 iPod, 但是它自己会转哦。
And this one, this cassette tape I've kept. It's very special to me.
那这个对我来说是非常的特别的。
This is the Sunday morning service.
这个是早礼拜天早上的崇拜。
When I first started going to church.
当我第一次开始去教会的时候。
I was not from a Christian family.
我并不是来自一个基督徒的家庭。
And this is the service that was recorded when I went forward and made a first commitment to Christ.
那这个磁带就记录了我第一次愿意接受主耶稣时候的讲道。
At First Baptist Church in Penticton in the Okanagan.
那是在美国的第一浸信会 ，Okanagan。
And so this is a reminder of God's faithfulness to me.
那当然，这也是提醒我神的信实。
And I think that helps us with our unbelief.
当然，我相信这也帮助我们的小信。
Because when we first yield to unbelief, there are two things that happened.
当我们不相信的时候，就有两件事发生。
When we stop believing in God, we stop praying.
当我们停止相信神的时候，我们就会停止祷告。
Because why would we pray?
因为为什么我们要祷告呢？
If we no longer think God is listening to our prayers.
如果我们不认为神会听我们祷告的话。
Or God wants to answer our prayers.
或还说神会想要回答我们的祷告呢？
The second thing that happens is discouragement.
那第二个就是被不鼓励。
And when you're discouraged, you're no longer able to resist the enemy.
当你没有被鼓励的时候，你就没有办法抵抗敌人。
You only see the problems, and you no longer see the promises of God.
那你就只会看到生命中的问题，而不是看到神的应许。
There's nothing more difficult than to have your dreams shattered.
其实呢，梦想的破灭是比任何事情都要糟糕的。
And this is what was happening to these elders who saw the second temple.
那这也是这些看到第二个圣殿的地基的老人们当时的想法。
In Haggai chapter 2 verse 3.
在哈该书第二章第三节。
The Lord says to these old ones who were disappointed, he says to them,Who is left who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Does it not seem to you like nothing?
你们中间存留的，有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何，岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
There's nothing more discouraging than to consider as nothing the things that you've given your life to.
是啊，就是说在生命中，当你觉得你付出全部的精力去达到的一个目的却被毁灭的时候，这是生命中最不幸的事情。
When you say, I have not been the mother that God wanted me to be.
当你说我并不是想要成为神想让我成为的人。
Or you say, I have not been the husband and father that God wanted me to be.
或者说我也没有成为神想让我成为的那样的丈夫。
Or you say,I've just been chasing dreams with my life.
那或者说我只是在用我的生命来追寻我的梦想。
Or I've been a failure professionally.
或者说我在专业领域其实是一个失败者。
All of this can lead to deep distress in our lives.
那这些都会让我们的生命中陷入深深的忧郁中。
But the Lord wants to encourage us.
但是神却想要来鼓励我们。
And so we come to the second obstacle to God's building.
好，那我们就来看第二点关于神的殿。
Despising the day of small things.
不要忽视生命中小事的那些日子。
And in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10.
In 撒加利亚书第二章第十节。
We read a word from Zechariah. God asks Zechariah in Zechariah 4:10, "Who has despised the day of small things?"
在撒加利亚书第四章第十节，谁会忽视这日的荣耀呢？
And this is a word that was given to these old ones at the temple.
那这些话也就是给这些老人们听的。
And we've already talked about why they were despising the day of small things.
那我们已经讲过为什么他们会轻视今天的这些事情，因为
because the small temple did not meet their expectations.
那因为这个小的圣殿并没有满足他们的期望。
It was not what they'd been praying for.
这并不是他们一直祷告的。
It's not what they had waited 70 years for.
那这也并不是他们等待了70年想要的东西。
And so even though God had sent them back to build this temple,
所以尽管神差派他们回来来重建圣殿，
even though this was a work of God that was happening,
那尽管这是神的工，
they looked at these small foundations and they said,
当他们看到这个小的地基时候，他们说，
they said, it's not good enough.
他们说这不够好。
They said, God, this is not good enough.
他们说神啊，这不够好。
It was clear this temple was never going to be the temple of Solomon.
当然我们知道说这个圣殿永远不可能像所罗门圣殿那样。
And if you retain one thing from what I'm preaching this morning, retain this.
但是如果你能够想到我今天早上所讲的道。
Let us not despise the things that God does in our lives.
让我们不要轻视生命中所发生的这些小事情。
Even if they are small things and not according to our expectations.
虽然这些小事并没有满足我们的期望。
Otherwise, when we should be rejoicing, we will be weeping.
否则的话，那我们是要喜乐呢，还是要大哭呢？
And so when joy should have filled their hearts because a new temple was being built.
他们心中怀着喜乐，因为一个新的圣殿将要被建起。
In their hearts, they despised what God was doing.
可是在他们内心深处却他们却藐视神所做的工。
We talked a little bit about how to translate despise before when we came this morning.
那今天早上我们有讨论过怎样去翻译 despise 这个词的意思。
In English, actually, and in French, it's a very strong word.
那在法语其实这是一个非常有力的一个词。
It means to look down upon.
It means 就是去轻视一个东西。
Maybe like an arrogant king would look down on a commoner.
或者说就一个高贵的国王会小看或者去藐视他的臣仆。
But to despise something also means to hate it.
但是去藐视或者轻视一个东西，其实也是去恨恶它。
It's a very strong word.
这是一个非常有力的词语。
And so when they should have been rejoicing in what God had done,
其实他们应该就是对神所做的工感到喜乐。
Instead, in their hearts, they hated it.
但是在他们的内心深处却恨恶神的工。
They looked down on it.
他们藐视神的工。
There are a few reasons why we can get into this despising way of thinking.
那我们今天就来探讨一下为什么他们会藐视。
Whenever we had difficulties overseas,
当我在海外有一些遭遇困难的时候，
and there were many,
会有很多。
We spent 12 years planting churches in Western Europe.
那第一个，那我们在西欧的地方呢，花费了十二年来建立教会。
Amongst the people who were apathetic about the gospel.
那这些人呢，他们其实都对神的话语非常的冷淡。
And then we were in Africa amidst wars and famines and many terrorism.
Okay, 当我们在非洲的时候，也经常会遇到饥荒、疾病，还有就是一些灾难。
The first thing that would cross my mind when we came upon a difficulty. was this.
当我遇到困难的时候，第一个事情闪现在我脑中的就是。
I said, Oh Lord, if only I were back in Canada.
神啊，可不可以让我回温哥华？家。
This wouldn't be happening.
但是这根本不会发生。
Or it wouldn't be so bad.
要么就是非常的糟糕。
And so as I was exiled overseas,
当我在海外就是感觉到身疲力尽的时候，
my heart was always leaning towards somewhere else.
那我的心一直就是在找其他的事情来填补。
And when we are in this despising way of thinking, we're always comparing what God is doing to somewhere else.
当我们的心里去被这些藐视所充满的时候，那我们一直在想神在其他的地方所做的工，就会一直做一个比较。
We say, well, God, if only you were working like you're working in Africa.
是啊，如果你能够做工，就像在非洲做工那样。
Then that would make me praise you.
那这样的话，我就会来敬拜你。
Or we say, if only.Lord, if you are working among us like you're working in China, then I would praise you.
那主啊，如果说你可以做工，就像在中国做工那样，那可能我就会来敬拜你。
Or if only, Lord, you were doing miracles among us like you're doing in Africa, then I would truly be thankful.
或者说神啊，如果你可以像在非洲那样，在我身上大显奇能的话，我就会来敬拜你。
In English, as you know, we have this saying, we talk about the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
那在英文中我们都会说和对岸的青草比较青。
But I think we know that in God's kingdom, there is no green grass on the other side of the fence.
那我们知道就是说在神的国度里呢，并没有说和对岸的青草比较青。
And the grass on my side of the fence is not always brown.
那它并不说在我这边的草就是褐色的，不是青色的。
Every place where God works has patches of green and brown grass.
那神所做的每一份工其实都有青草跟褐色的草。
Blessings are always mixed with challenges.
那祝福呢，常常伴随着来的就是挑战。
And often,When the blessings are great, it's because the challenges have been even greater.
那当你看到别人有很大的祝福的时候，其实他们面临的挑战会更大。
The other thing that we can do is we can compare to, not to another place, but to the past.
那另外一个是呢，我们不是跟其他地方比较，而是跟我们的过去来比较。
Like the old men before the second temple.
就好像这些老面对新的圣殿的老人们
，We can say, "Oh Lord, I remember."
那我们可以说，神啊，我记得。
I remember when the church was full.
我记得之前教会还是满员的时候。
I remember when we had all of the leaders we needed in the church.
但我还记得教会里充满了我们需要所有的领袖。
And of course, we have an expression for that too.
当然，那我们可能也会。有表达。
We talk about the good old days.
那我们一直在讨论那些美好的日子。
And by looking at the green grass and the good old days, we can despise what God is doing today.
当我们看到河对岸的青草，或者回想过去光辉的日子的时候，我们就会轻视今日所面临的事情。
And I think this is a particular problem when Christians and churches come under stress.
那我想说，这也是很多教会和基督徒在遇到压力时所面临的一个困难。
The reality is that God has challenges and blessings in every context.
事实上呢，神是把祝福和挑战是放在我们所侍奉的每一个方面的。
The third obstacle to building God's temple is replacing the work of the Spirit with the work of the flesh.
那第三个问题所面临的就是我们是用神的力气在做是用人的力气在做神的工。
If you would turn to Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
如果你翻回撒迦利亚书 chapter
4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
Not by might,
不是依靠我的才能
nor by power,
也不是依靠势力
but by my spirit, says the Lord.
但是是依靠我的灵才能成事。
I think there are many Sunday school songs that are written by these verses.
那我知道很多主日学的其实都在学唱这样的歌曲。
And we know this verse.
当然我们也都很熟这节经文。
But God gave it to Zechariah at the time of building this second temple.
那神就把这句话给了撒迦利亚在重建圣殿的时候。
And he said it to them because they were so discouraged by these small foundations.
神对他们这样说是因为他们对重建圣殿非常的失望。
That they left the work of God for 15 years.
他们离开了神的工15年。
And preferred to build their own houses instead.
他们更想要先建自己的房子。
And the foundation of the temple remained abandoned.
那神就这个殿的地基就被遗留在那边了。
I wonder whether they had thoughts like this.
那我在想他们是否这样想过。
They said, if only we had this or that, then we could succeed.
那如果我们可以有这个东西或者那个东西的话我们就可以成功。
They said, if only we had a few more workers.
他说如果我们能有再多的工人那我们就可以成功。
If only we had cedars from Lebanon.
如果说我们可以从有黎巴嫩过来的橡柏树我们就可以成功。
If only we could have a beautiful stone.
如果我们可以有漂亮的石头我们就可以成功。
Then we could do the work.
那我们就可以做神的工。
If only our workers had better qualifications.
那如果我们的工人有更好的技巧那就会更好。
Then we could do the work.
那我们就可以做神的工。
But as it is, Lord,We don't have that.
可是神啊，我们并没有这些东西。
And what you have given to us in this foundation is not good enough.
你所给我们这些东西根本就不够好。
And so we're going to give up.
所以我们就放弃了。
One of the reasons why I accepted the call to come and be Carrie's new president.
那我愿意来做 Carrie 神学院的校长的其中的一个原因是
is because I have a passion for supporting God's people who do ministry in difficult places.
那是因为我有一个激情，那这个激情就是来支持这些想要为神做工的人。
I think it was my years as a church planter in Belgium that led to this conviction.
那我是那这个是因为我之前也在建立教会。
Where we had to work very hard to see even one person come to faith.
那个时候我们非常努力的做工，甚至可以看到只有一个人来接受耶稣。
And I felt a strong compatibility with Carrie as I see Carrie's work.
那我就是感觉到一个非常强大的呼召，因为我觉得 Carrie 神学院可以做到这一点。
With Carrie's work overseas in China, in India.
那在从 Carrie 神学院出去很多工人在中国，在印度。
In South Sudan, in the Congo, in Rwanda, in Bolivia.
在阿拉伯地区，还有在非洲的一些国家。
And in North America, we offer courses to students with some of the lowest tuition prices.
那我们在北美呢就会就是给一些神学生上一些课并且收比较少的学费。
Because we want our graduates to finish and to be serving in the church without a mountain of debt.
那我们是希望说这些学生能够继续完成神的工并不需要有很大的负担。
And I want to thank your church.
那我想要感谢你们教会。
For supporting Carrie with your prayers.
那一直透过祷告来支持 Carrie 神学院。
Through your financial gifts.
并且从金钱上也来支持。
And through the life that you bring to our building.
那并且为我们这个建筑物带来活力。
It's easy for us to yearn for the Temple of Solomon.
那我们很容易去怀念所罗门圣殿光辉的情景。
For the good old days.
就是去怀念那些光辉的岁月。
For greener grass.
去喜欢河对岸的青草。
And when we do that, we can even be tempted to despise what God is doing.
当我们在做这个时候，就很容易去忽视神的工。
In our lives right now.
在我们的生命中，就在现在。
What I'm saying is,
我想说的是
think about what God, the blessings that God is giving to you right now in your life.
请来想象一下神就在此刻给你生命中的祝福。
God is calling you to be faithful with what you have.
神呢就是来呼召你对你现在所有的要有信心。
Not with what you don't have.
而不是对那些你没有的东西而失去信心。
So don't wait for the marble from Italy to build your temple.
所以不要等着要从黎巴嫩所运来的那些精美的大理石来的时刻。
Or for the cedars from Lebanon to build your temple.
或者说是从黎巴嫩所来那些工匠们所运来的石头。
Or when you see the small thing that God is doing, don't turn away.
当你看到神所做的这些小事的时候，请不要转身离开。
God invites you to build His temple.
神在邀请你来建造他的圣殿。
With what you have available.
就用你现在所具有的才能。
Even if it's mud and straw.
那甚至它只是一小块石头，一小块大理石。
As I come to a conclusion, I want to lead us to Jesus Christ.
那今天呢，我想要以就是来带领大家回到耶稣神的面前来做结束。
And we read another strange passage earlier in the service.
那今天早上呢，那我们也读到另外一个非常奇特的经文。
In Haggai chapter 2.
在哈该书的第二章。
Can you start with the glory of this present house? 9, I think.
Okay. 是在哈该书第二章六节到九节。万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的，这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。
So on the outside, this was not true.
其实从外在的角度看，这并不是真实的。
This small second temple was not bigger than Solomon's temple.
那这个第二个新的圣殿并不是会比第一个圣殿更好。
It was not more beautiful than Solomon's temple.
它并没有比所罗门的圣殿更漂亮。
So what then is God saying?
但是神说什么呢？
It is to this second temple.
在这第二个圣殿。
The despised temple.
就是这个被人忽视的圣殿。
The abandoned temple.
就是这个被人抛弃的圣殿。
That our Lord Jesus Christ came.
我们的主耶稣会来。
That's the temple that he preached in.
那这就是神所要的圣殿。
That is where he healed the sick.
那就是神所那就是主耶稣所医治那些生病的人。
That's where he proclaimed the day of the Lord's favor.
那就是他所宣扬神的时候。
Not to the great temple of Solomon, but to the second despised temple.
他并不是说给所罗门的圣殿，而是给这第二个圣殿，也就是主耶稣的殿。
The one who is greater than Solomon.
就那一个比所罗门还要伟大的人
，Not to mention his temple，
并没有在这个圣殿中所提到
，Came to that the second temple，
但是却会来到这第二个圣殿中。
So let us not despise the day of small things，
所以不要让我们去轻视生命中的那些小事情。
Because Christ takes pleasure in small beginnings，
因为呢耶稣非常喜悦这些小事情的开始。
So put aside。The marble and the cedar of Solomon's temple.
所以呢，请把所罗门圣殿那些大理石或香柏木放在一边。
And I'll tell you the truth.
那我来告诉你一个真实的事情。
Most of us are going to spend our whole lives building small things for God's glory.
我们中的大部分的人都会花费一生的时间来建立神的殿。
But that is of no consequence.
但是这并不是一个偶然的。
Because God takes pleasure in sending His presence.
因为神非常的高兴，他可以亲自的来与你同工。
Sending the living Christ.
然后那就为什么把耶稣送过来
？Into his temple.
送进他的圣殿中。
I don't want the great temple of Solomon.
我并不想要所罗门那么雄伟的圣殿。
I want the second despised temple.
那我想要这第二个被人忽视的圣殿。
Because Christ himself showed his presence there.
因为主耶稣就住在里面。
As I close now,
当我快结束的时候
I want to ask whether God is perhaps doing something small in your life.
那我想要问说神是不是现在正在做在你生命中做一些小的事情。
It's only a small foundation, and you want it to be bigger.
那这只是一个小小地基，可是你想要更大的。
Do not be discouraged.
请不要被不鼓励。
Put your faith in the living Christ, and he will come and fill that temple.
请把信心建立在主耶稣的身上，因为他会来，并且帮你完成这工。
May the glory of God be on you in your day of small beginnings.
愿神的荣耀与你同在。
Amen. 是的，感谢讲员的信息。我们永远不要轻看神在我们生命中所做的每一件小事。当我们低头看自己和看环境的时候，我们永远不会满足。唯有我们仰望看上帝的时候，我们才会知道他才是我们的满足。愿我们学习主内满足。